Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, we got another one. This one comes from Elise. Elise writes, favorite subject in school and or what was the best class you took in college if y'all did college? I don't know that necessarily if I did college, but college was done to me. I definitely had college.
You were under anesthesia.
For sure, yes.
Sorry,
yes.
You went to school with anesthesia.
And she was so Russian. I don't remember much about anesthesia.
I think my favorite subject would be, I think my favorite subject is history.
Herstory, adult.
Sorry, herstory, because it does repeat herself. Because somebody talked over her. And I think in college, my favorite class was, I took Alexander Technique. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah, like the body work.
Yeah, and I thought that was, so I took that because I was a theater major. So it's like playing with your spine and learning like walking techniques and how to move your body and stuff. And I think that was just really interesting and peaceful. And we'd do stuff like we'd learn some Tai Chi and stuff. So it was just a really...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It was a fun class because I was never stressed because there was zero kind of homework or zero prep or anything. Yeah. And I always left feeling like energized. So I really appreciated that class.
I would say mine flip. I was best at math for like from elementary school through middle school. And then it flipped and I'd say English was probably my best subject. I think science was always the worst for me. I really liked biology, but everything else, like I hated physics and I hated chemistry. And then the best class I took in college, I did like a history of furniture class, which sounds boring, but like it was super interesting.
Incredible.
And then, and that was for like, that was inside the theater program. And then I really, really, really liked the makeup class that we had to take freshman year. That teacher was so nice, and I learned a lot about stage makeup.
And you said it was a makeup class, so what class did you fail that you had to take the makeup class?
A hair styling class. I had to take the makeup class for that.
She can't do hair, so she has to do face. That's the makeup class.
We used to go, on the day where we learned how to do like blood and bruises and cuts and stuff, we kept it on and all went to dinner like that.
Same.
And we were like, aren't we funny? And the rest of the school was like, no.
My friends did that same thing. And then we also did, there's a day where we had to do makeup with our little, what is it, Nye makeup kit or whatever. And we had to dress up like, or make ourselves look like a celebrity. And we all did celebrities and then went around trying to stay those celebrities for the whole day.
Everybody did David Bowie because it was the easiest to do the star. The lightning.
I have lightning going through my eyes.
I remember the day where we all had to put like fake mustaches on. And I was like, I look amazing with a mustache. I don't think you guys.
I'd believe
it. Bring me a fake mustache for the next live show because I look so good with a mustache. It's crazy.
I think that you got the perfect face for a mustache, Aaron, because you don't got a lot of whiskers going on the top lip. Now, if Adele and I tried to wear a fake mustache, it would look insane because if you've ever tried to stick a fake mustache to a real mustache, it just does not work.
But it's funny.
But it's funny. It can be funny. It's like wearing sunglasses and whipping off a pair of sunglasses to have a second pair of sunglasses underneath. It's fun.
But maybe if the sunglasses ripped off your eyelashes. Can I guess, Japes, for you, can I guess in college it was accounting?
I did. I was not a business major. I never took an accounting class. I think like for me, it was probably like English classes were mostly my favorite. I don't remember any part of grade school, so I couldn't tell you that. But I will say I really enjoyed a lot of my, for me, it was like in high school about the teachers that I had. Mm-hmm. And my English teachers for the majority of the time were my favorite teachers. But I think junior year, I took organic chemistry, which was not something I was interested in as a subject matter to like pursue for the rest of my life. But I found that subject so fascinating to take in high school because you got to like make cool shit. Like, you got to make alcohol and you got to make tie-dye, but you also just got to learn about chemistry. And I copied Laura Linnemeyer's homework every day. So it was like, I never had to do fucking anything in that class. And the teacher was just this fascinating weirdo. His name was Mr. Mauger. He was this kind of like little goblin person. he had like scoliosis. So he was always kind of like hunched over, and he had like this little crazy laugh that he would do to himself. Like when he had like a secret joke that none of us understood.
Mr. Mauger, little gremlin, did he have a three rules in his class? Don't get him wet. Don't feed him after class.
I was just absolutely fascinated by this guy. He was such a character, and I truly, truly enjoyed his class and like the weird energy that he provided. I mean, I knew nothing about like his life outside of school, but for the like 46 minutes I got to spend with him once a week, it was truly, truly fascinating. It made me really love that class and that subject matter. But the best class I ever took in college was because I had a scholarship for social justice, and we took a negotiation class that was taught by this like old union negotiator guy. And he was very cool. And just like, again, another like absolute character. He was not like a college professor. He was just like a guest lecturer, basically, as part of our seminar for that scholarship. And he was just fascinating. And he taught negotiation theory, which was really cool. And then also in that class, he challenged everyone to try to negotiate like whatever consumer purchase that they were going to make, like that you wouldn't normally negotiate. He challenged people to negotiate, and whoever got the most money off would win, like won the class. Oh, wow. I don't even know what they won, but they won some sort of prize.
Won the class.
And someone in my
class
won because they negotiated like $800 off of a wedding dress. And the rest of us were like, well, no one else in this class made a purchase like that. Like, that's crazy. Right.
The wedding dress was $600.
Yeah, they walked out of that store with, I guess they robbed the store. They walked out with $200 and a wedding dress. But that was a very, very cool class.
That's so interesting.
Thank you for that question. That was a fascinating question. Okay, this one so it comes from the username Hot Dog Party Days. Hot Dog Party Day says, great name. If you could get a definitive answer about the existence of one unexplained paranormal phenomenon, ghost, alien, Bigfoot, etc., which phenomenon would you choose?
Oh, that's so interesting.
This is like, I guess this means like, does it exist or not?
Yeah, ghost is a good one. I think maybe for me it might be Bigfoot, because Bigfoot is interesting.
Yeah,
in that it kind of exists in a lot of different cultures. Like there's Sasquatches, Yetis, Bigfoot, a few other ones. So it's like, how are these disparate cultures from all over the world? Why do they all have the same creature? So it's like there might be something to that.
Yeah, that's Bigfoot's good. I think that there are probably a lot of them that do that too, right? That have like that are like cross cultural.
I think
like,
vampires are cross cultural.
Yeah, cultures will have like their own, like kind of specific subgenre of thing.
Yeah. I just saw something. Like someone sent me an article or text or something. I can't remember who was this. But it was sending a picture of the Loch Ness Monster. Uh-huh. And then right next to that picture, it showed a picture of a whale on its back in the water with its penis sticking out. And it was the exact same image. So it's like the Loch Ness Monster, even though it's in a lake, so it's probably not a whale penis. The whale penis looks exactly like the shape of the Loch Ness Monster.
Interesting.
So, I mean, solved.
I've met 1,000 guys in my life that have similar penises. That's enough.
What? You've met 1,000 guys in your life?
Hey, whale dick.
I have a couple. A couple.
Oh, this is a couple. So like Bigfoot and Big True Love.
Does True Love really exist?
No, I think I want to know what the universe is expanding into. Like, I know what we know. But you know how it like the stars keep disappearing and we can't see them anymore? They keep like getting sucked out. I want to know where the fuck they're going. What is that? What is that? What is what? Where does it end? What's on the outside of it? And then the other thing I want to know is all of the animals that exist in the world that we haven't seen yet.
Ooh.
Like stuff that's like at the very, very bottom of the ocean that we'll never be able to see. Like, I want to see that shit. And that feels like a really easy ask. I'm like, I don't need to know about ghosts. I don't need to know about aliens. Just tell me what like the weirdest thing that only lives in caves at the bottom of the ocean looks like.
So yeah, I mean, you would be able to pierce the veil like the the movie The Meg, where like they find the Megalodon.
The Meg.
Meg Ryan, Dennis
they find
Quaid.
The Megalodon shark because it's like buried so deep in the sea that it couldn't escape, and it does. Yeah.
Do you guys know that YouTube channel? I'm gonna say I don't know how to pronounce it. It's K U R Z G E S A G D A G T in a nutshell.
No,
it's like. They do animations and they talk about like the science of the universe, but that'll fuck you up. You gotta be careful. You can only have like watch one of those a week.
Will you
I'll
email?
Send it to you.
Oh yeah, email the link, please. Also, Aaron,
I would say don't be high.
That's
out. Also, don't if you have the impulse to have a thin mint with something weird on it. I'd say watch a different YouTube video because it'll blow your mind.
Aaron, I swear, when you started to say your second one about animals, I thought you were going to say. The other thing I want to know is all the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Yeah. Eleanor Rigby.
JPC, how about you?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I got to go ghosts. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, speaking of universal, I mean, they're like, you know, ghost stories are some of the most universal, right? Like everybody everywhere has like some brushings with, you know, ghosts as a concept. So just to know, like, definitively, I feel like that'd be very cool. Now, the other cool thing about it is, like, if I know definitively of the existence of ghosts, it's not like I could ever change. It's not like I would have the evidence. Like, no. I could never change anyone's mind.
You just turn into Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, you would, like, be like, you would just hear ghost things for the rest of your life and be like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Or, no, it's not. But it just wouldn't really, like, change much, which is why I love it so much. Just to be like, yeah, I would know, and that's all. That's no one else needs to know. I would not go proselytizing or evangelizing about the existence or non-existence of ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
I would live the rest of my life exactly the same.
I don't
same.
Know if I could be casual if ghosts exist. I don't know if all of a sudden I'm like, all right, now I know that. I don't know if I'm casual after that.
Well, also, you know about the existence of ghosts, but it doesn't also give you any, like, more ability to... like, see the ghosts or interact with the ghosts. It's just like someone's like, ghosts, real. And you know that 100% they're real. And it's fuck.
How do you ever sleep again? How do you ever walk into a different house again? How do you ever go out at night again? These are questions I want to know.
I don't know, man. I mean, I also, like, I don't know that ghosts are necessarily, like, malicious, right?
And I'm not doing any of those things anyway.
Have you ever seen Corey, the unfriendly ghost?
No, I have not.
Very bad.
Are you think with Christina Ricci?
Yes.
I have another question I want answered. I want to know how time works. I want to know if it's linear. Ooh. I want to know what the deal is. Is everything happening all at once? What's going on?
This actually makes a lot of sense. So here's how time works. When we say, hey, let's start the podcast recording at 6, we need six.
Being earnest. Do you know what it's like to be in a different time zone from the way that you guys are talking?
Oh, yeah.
And then occasionally,
this is something just popped up when you were in a different time zone. I forgot. This is a brand new
thing. Fuck you guys. And it's so interesting, and this is what's interesting, is occasionally they will also start using what my time zone is, JPC especially.
To help you.
But then you go back to talking about your time zone, and I'm confused.
Oh,
they're
no,
both
I'm
laughing
crying.
When
I'm
nothing
crying.
Is funny.
If you're walking down the street and someone's like, hey, dunk this basketball, and you're like, there's no possible way. And then you see the hoop, and it's like 3.5 feet off the ground. You're going to dunk the ball, right? Like, why wouldn't you?
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.